This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Not Such a Bad Job by BambiGirl44.
Come on, Ronald! Shouted the officer in charge. Get this bloody mop and bucket out of the way, will you?
Oh, sorry, sir, answered the timid little man.
So sorry.
Yes, well, just think, will you? Someone could have an accident with that thing there. Not only that, but it looks unsightly too.
Why, yes, of course, I'll move it right away, sir. Sorry.
Poor old Ronald did as he was told and moved the heavy bucket over to one side and continued to wash down the corridor floor. The balding little man was the caretaker at the local police station, very quiet and meek and with an inability to stand up for himself. He was fast approaching retirement age, and with his lack of any qualifications, he knew he would find it hard to ever find another job. It was as if the officers in charge knew this, which was why they all seemed to treat him like dirt. He really didn't mind though, after all it was how he had been treated pretty much his whole life. Ever since he could remember, he had been bullied and picked on for being such a whimpering little weakling, and now at the age of 59 he had come to just accept it. Although many would sympathize with someone in this situation, Ronald wasn't really the nicest of people himself, to be fair. Given the opportunity, he would quite happily treat someone else in exactly the same way, a typical symptom of small man syndrome. Luckily, he was hardly ever in a position to bully anyone, and so his nasty streak would rarely be seen. Having been doing the same job for the last 4 years, he was now very much in a routine. Some would say it was boring, but he knew no different, and it was that routine that made him feel at least secure, if nothing else. You see, prior to getting this job, he had spent a large part of his adult life homeless and unemployed. He only got the job as part of an initiative by the former police chief to help some of the less fortunate people in the local area, so he knew that this job was something that he was lucky to have. It had given him the opportunity to do some things in life he thought he would never be able to do, like learning to drive, for example. Not many wait until they're in their late 50s, but for Ronald it only made it even more of an achievement, and one that he was quietly very proud of. It proved useful too. He would often be asked to watch the police cars as part of his duties, and as a little perk of the job, he would get to drive them from the station to the workshop where all the cleaning equipment was. It was a distance of just a couple of miles, but nonetheless it seemed to give him some enjoyment. Obviously, he was under strict instructions to behave himself while out in them. No racing, no road rage, and definitely no turning on the blue lights. Of course he did as he was told, he wouldn't dare do anything else. Living in a tiny room at the homeless shelter, the poor sad old boy spent most of his evenings with only himself for company. Every now and again he would take himself off down to the local pub for an hour or so just to have a drink and watch the world go by. Sitting on his usual stool at one end of the bar, he would always keep himself pretty much to himself. The only person he would speak to would be the barmaid. She knew what he drank, and most times when he would walk in she would be pouring his usual beer out for him before he had even sat down. She was a rather plump but very shapely and buxom woman, and Ronald would often steal crafty looks at the vast bosom that she often liked to display in a number of low-cut tops. He knew very little about her except that she was married because her husband would often come and pick her up. He often thought how lucky her husband was. Ronald would have given anything to have a woman like that to go home to every night. The thought that the lucky bastard was probably shooting his load up her while feasting on those huge tits every night filled him with such envy, and more than just a little excitement. Obviously, his living situation together with the fact that he wasn't a particularly attractive man meant his luck on the female front was poor to say the least. In fact, it was non-existent. The only companion he ever had in his bed at night was his trusty old right hand, and as he grew older he found his need to use it became more and more frequent. Having been his only real form of release, he had always loved masturbating ever since he could remember. In recent years, however, he had become more and more sexually frustrated, resulting in the need to expel his seed pretty much every night. But then so what? He wasn't hurting anyone, and to be honest, it was the only thing that got him through the long, lonely nights. But luck would occasionally favor the downtrodden, and sometimes something happens that can change everything when you least expect it. Just such a thing occurred one sunny day when he was out taking one of the police cars to be cleaned. He had been looking forward to it because it was one of the fast traffic cars. He always loved to drive those. Nothing on this day seemed out of the ordinary, and the sad little man could have had no idea what was about to happen. On a quiet road heading out of town, he had stopped suddenly as a cat ran across in front of him. As he did, he felt a bump and quickly realized someone had hit him from behind. Without a thought, he pulled over to the side of the road and leapt from the car in something of a panic to inspect the damage. He knew his head would be on the block for this, and if the damage was bad, then it would be just his luck to lose his job over it. As he went to the back of the car, he noticed the other car had stopped, and as the door swung open, a rather attractive young mixed-race woman stepped out also in a bit of a panic.
Oh my God!
I'm so sorry! She shrieked. I don't know what happened, one minute you...
Oh my God!
What have you done? Said a worried Ronald, butting in on her attempted explanation. She was clearly in a bit of a state, and the old boy quickly realized it had to be because the car she had hit was a police car. He was about to calm her fears and tell her he wasn't actually a police officer himself when his words were suddenly taken away by the sight of her womanly curves. Standing there in painted-on black leggings and black-ribbed sweater, the old boy found it hard to concentrate on what she was saying. As he tried to focus on her face rather than her body, he couldn't help but take the occasional quick glance down at her rather impressive chest. For a moment, he was completely tongue-tied and just let her continue with her explanation and apology. He always felt awkward and uncomfortable around women because they often looked down at him with disdain. But for once he had the undivided attention of a gorgeous young woman and wanted to make the most of it. Pretending to be concerned about the damage to the police car, he walked around the back and took a closer look. Not really knowing what to say, he just rubbed his chin and muttered, "Oh dear, oh dear." The concerned young woman came to have a look too, her perfume filling the air around him. Not wanting to miss out on an opportunity like this, he stepped back just behind her to get a crafty look at her rear as she bent over to see how bad it was. His eyes widened at the glorious sight of her generously proportioned cheeks stretching the tight black leggings. From the lack of any visible panty line, he knew this gorgeous dark-skinned woman had to be wearing some sort of thong, and he could instantly feel his neglected old cock begin to swell. Turning back to again explain how sorry she was, Ronald reached out and touched her arm with his clammy hand in a sort of comforting gesture. "Oh, don't worry," he said, enjoying the rare feeling of power. "I can just say it happened while I was parked somewhere, and no one need be any the wiser. Oh, thank you, I don't know what to say, thank you so much." In an instant, and before the old man could realize what was happening, she threw her arms around him and gave him a huge hug. It took him completely by surprise. The young woman was clearly so happy at his kindness that she was overcome with the urge to demonstrate her immense gratitude. It lasted a good 10 seconds or so, and all Ronald could feel was her bust squashing against his chest. His already stirring cock now began to really harden. He couldn't remember the last time he had felt the warmth of a female body against his, as he instinctively slipped his hands around her to hug her back. As she enthusiastically continued to blurt out her thanks, he couldn't resist holding her tightly. His head was in a spin as he wallowed in the moment. Then, it was either instinct or more likely just seizing this most rare of experiences, he couldn't resist moving his hands downwards to rest just below her waist on the slope at the top of her perfectly formed ass. The smooth, tight feel of her leggings was just incredible for the sexually frustrated old boy. To most, it would have been nothing more than what it was, a simple friendly hug. But for Ronald, it was an opportunity to enjoy more close contact than he had had with a female for longer than he cared to remember. It was a true sexual experience, and one that was turning him on greatly. As the hug came to an end and she began to step back, he had to take the chance. It knew he would never get another, and so as casually as he could make it appear, he allowed his hands to fall away and accidentally touched those two beautifully rounded cheeks. Luckily, she said nothing, either she hadn't noticed or she didn't mind. Then, getting back into her car, Ronald was left in stunned silence as he watched her drive away. He too got back in his car, and as he started the engine, he just sat there a few minutes recounting what had just happened. He couldn't quite believe it. The whole experience would mean nothing to most people. But to him, it was just an incredible moment, one that had left him with a serious bulge in his trousers that was going to require attention sooner rather than later. Over the next few days, he couldn't get what had happened out of his mind. The more he thought about it, the more he came to realize he could fairly easily fool people into thinking he was a police officer for his own pleasure. As the days went by, he just kept on coming up with more and more imaginative ways that he could satisfy his desperate need for female contact. Soon he came to the decision that he would prepare himself in case an opportunity arose again. Working in a police station gives you access to all sorts of things, like a policeman's hat, for example. Something that, when worn with a white shirt and black trousers, could look fairly convincing. The icing on the cake was, of course, the use of a police car. With all these things put together, people would surely be in no doubt he had to be a police officer. It took several weeks for him to slowly conquer his nerves, but after a few trial runs stopping women driving alone just to see what reaction he would get, he began to see that he was onto something. All it took was a quick flash of the blue lights, and they would instantly pull over to the side of the road. All he had done so far was just talk to them, even that gave him a kick. But of course, after a very short while, he wanted more. He could see that they were nervous of him, and it was something that he knew he had to somehow summon up the courage to exploit. Then an opportunity arose as he was taking one of the unmarked police cars to the garage. As he sat in a queue at some traffic lights, he saw a woman come out of a shop and hop into her little sports car. She caught his eye instantly in her tight black business skirt, white blouse, and black jacket. She must have been in her early 20s, and with her long, dark, wavy brown hair and incredibly sexy figure, it would have been hard not to notice her. It was a look he loved, the sexy secretary look. Her skirt came to just above the knee, giving a good display of her legs sheathed in sheer black nylon, and although her jacket was buttoned up, he could tell she was hiding an impressive bust. In rather a cheeky move, she pulled out in her car and joined the queue as close to the front as she could. Obviously, a cute smile at some sad guy was going to get her in without any bother. As they all moved off, he kept her in his sights as he fumbled in the old shopping bag he carried everywhere for the stolen police hat and clip-on black tie that formed his disguise. He knew he had some spare time as he was dropping the car off at the start of his lunch hour. It was all luck that he relied on rather than any skill, and today luck seemed to be on his side as she pulled off the main road and headed off into the countryside.
Old Ronald was nervous as always as he switched on the blue flashing light and signaled for her to pull over. He had a plan in his mind that he had thought through many times, and as she pulled off the road into the gateway to a field, he decided to give it a try and see what happened. As he approached the car with his hat under his arm for effect, the young lady wound the window down and asked him what the problem was. The poor old boy was momentarily struck dumb as he looked down through the opened window. Her skirt was stretched tightly across her lap, showing a good deal of leg sheet and fine black nylon. "Could you step out of the car for a moment?" Ronald asked, trying to sound as authoritative as he possibly could. "Why, yes, sure. What seems to be the trouble?" the young woman asked rather nervously. Again, Ronald struggled to speak as she went to step out from the car. She was absolutely gorgeous, and as she put one foot out, her tight black skirt rode even higher, showing him a little bit more of her very luscious thighs than she would have probably intended. She was by far the most attractive and definitely the sexiest woman he had spoken to in a very long time. He could feel his mouth salivate as he began to explain why he had stopped her. "Your car registration plate came up on my computer," he said, gesturing back towards his police car. "This car and its driver have previously been found to be carrying drugs." "W, what?" cried the shocked young woman. "But I don't do. Ronald could see she was starting to panic and decided to calm her by explaining that sometimes it happens when people put false plates on an identical vehicle and use it for drug dealing and such like. "So don't panic," he continued. "But I do have to do a quick search." Seeming a little calmer, the pretty young woman stepped back while he did a very quick search of the car, and all it took him less than a minute. "Now, here's the tricky bit," he said as he seemed to nervously rub his chin. This was his chance. He was indeed nervous but determined to give his sneaky little plan a try. "Unfortunately, you have to be searched too. It only takes a minute, but because I'm a male officer, I will need to arrest you and take you back to the station where one of the female officers can carry it out." There, he couldn't quite believe it, but he had said it. There was no turning back now. "What?" asked the surprised young woman. "But you said not to worry, and it was all probably a mistake." He glanced up and down the quiet country lane. There was nothing about. No cars, no people, nothing. It was a golden opportunity. "Well, yes, and it probably is. But I'm afraid I can't let you go until I know that for sure." He paused a moment as he watched the expression on her face change. She looked about to cry. "It'll only take a couple of hours, I expect." "What? A couple of hours?" Now he could see his chance. A chance to do something he had so longed to do. Again, he explained that he couldn't search her, even though it would only take a few minutes, and so she would have to come back to the station and wait for an available female officer to do it. "Well, can't you just do it here and now?" she asked rather desperately. The mention that he could do it in a couple of minutes rather than hours seemingly having had the desired effect. "Well, I could," he said, pretending to appear unsure. "But it's not really proper, and I'm sure you would rather be searched by a woman. The last thing I want is to be accused of doing something that I shouldn't, especially something of, you know, this nature." "Oh, no, no, it's okay," she quickly replied, seeing a chance of avoiding this nightmare scenario of being arrested for what could be hours and hours. "It would be my choice, and I wouldn't tell a soul, honest." "Well, I don't know," he said, appearing unsure, while all the time seeing the look of hope in her eyes. "I suppose it would save me a whole lot of paperwork too." "Of course it would. Come on, let's just get it over with. Do what you have to do, then we can both be on our way," she answered, clearly desperate for him to agree. Old Ronald couldn't believe his luck. It seemed to have worked. She was not only going to let him search her, he had made it so it was her idea. He paused a moment as if unsure what to do next. This was all new territory for him, and he didn't want to appear too eager. After an awkward few moments, he led her behind the car away from the road and asked her to remove her jacket so he could check the pockets. She did as he asked without hesitation, and Ronald quickly searched the pockets, trying to look like a real policeman doing a thorough job. He tried not to make it too obvious, but he couldn't help taking quick glances at the firm young bust that filled her blouse. Next, he laid the jacket across the car and told her to stand at arm's length from it with her hands on the roof. Again, she did as she was told without question. The old man could feel his cock begin to swell as he stood behind her and took in the sight of her ass jutting out towards him in that tight black skirt. Sweating and trembling with excitement, Ronald struggled to control his excitement as he placed his hands on her shoulders and began to feel his way slowly down her back. Of course, she would have had no idea of the thoughts and feelings rushing through his old body, or of the pulsating erection that was already straining against his underpants. As far as she was concerned, he was a police officer doing his job, someone she trusted and someone she was still grateful to for his leniency in not forcing her to go to the police station. Her long flowing hair fell softly over the backs of his hands as he felt his way down her back and sides, her bra strap obvious beneath his fingertips. He had to gulp back the saliva that was flooding his mouth as his hands went lower and took hold of her slender waist. This was it. His eyes bulged as she stood motionless, clearly waiting for him to continue. There was no objection, no sign that she was about to tell him to stop, nothing. He could barely control himself as he began to feel his way down over her hips. The smooth tightness of her skirt just felt incredible, and he couldn't resist bringing his palms together across her gorgeous shapely ass while his fingers slowly worked down the tops of her thighs. He was really struggling to keep the balance between making the most of this incredible opportunity and trying to act like a professional just doing his job. To be touching such a lovely ass was a dream come true for the sexually deprived old boy. It was so firm, and he couldn't resist allowing his hands to rest a moment on it before giving it the most subtle of squeezes. God, it felt awesome. But just then he noticed her head turn, and he thought she was about to question what he was doing. Luckily, she said nothing as he quickly moved his hands off. It looked like he had got away with it. His mind was in whirl of disbelief at what was happening as his hands continued on their journey. It was then that he could feel something under her skirt, and, remembering what he was, supposed, to be doing, he cleared his throat and asked her what it was.
"Oh, they're my suspender clips," she answered casually as if it meant nothing.
Ronald nearly choked and managed to disguise it as a cough as he continued to feel his way down her thighs.
I'll have to check, I'm afraid,"
he told her, trying to sound as matter-of-fact about it as he possibly could. Was all she answered as the old pervert crouched down behind her. He was now face to face with that oh-so-cheeky ass as his sweaty hands touched her nylon-clad legs and began to move up under the hem of her skirt. He was shaking like a leaf, but there was still no objection. Unbelievably, as he moved his hands higher, she even allowed him the freedom to feel around to the inside of her thighs. His mouth was now watering like crazy and his cock was throbbing like never before as he came to her stocking tops and with his sweaty fingertips fumbled with the lace suspenders until he found the metal clips that hooked onto her stockings.
"Oh, I see,"
was all he could say, as if confirming that what she had said was correct, and so all was fine. The truth was, all he wanted to do was tear that skirt off, bend her over, and fuck her right there and then. It was an urge that he found almost impossible to control. But control it he must. He knew he had to be careful, but with a hand between her legs feeling the smooth, tight bare skin above her stocking tops, he took a chance, and reached his fingers up and lightly touched the silky crotch of her panties. It was only a fleeting touch, and so barely noticeable it was easy to pass off as an accident, but it was a touch nonetheless, and something that thrilled him beyond compare. Not wanting to push his luck any further, he slowly withdrew his hands back down her legs and eventually out from under her skirt before standing back up straight behind her. The pole sticking out in his trousers was very obvious, and within just inches of her ass. All he could think of was pressing it into the valley between those beautiful cheeks and grinding it hard against her. Of course, again, that was an impossibility, and he knew he had just one part of her body left to search, and it was the part that he was really looking forward to.
Please excuse me,
he said, trying to sound as polite and apologetic as he possibly could as, still standing behind her, he slipped his hands around her waist.
Oh, I see,
she responded in a surprised tone. It was clear what was coming next.
I'm sorry,
Ronald said, sensing her discomfort.
We can still go back to the police station if you would rather.
It was a gamble. If she said she would, then he really had no idea what he would do.
No, let's just get it over with,
she replied. Relieved and now more excited than ever at her agreement, the old man wasted no time in bringing his hands up and placing them on the underside of her breasts.
Was this really happening?
Was this gorgeous young woman going to just stand there and allow him to feel her lovely big tits? Surely it couldn't be true, but it was, and as he spread his hands wide, he quickly realized just what a beautiful pair they really were. His eyes rolled back in his head and his mouth flooded with saliva as his trembling hands started to roam all over them. He could feel the lace cups of her bra through the fine material of her blouse as he brought his hands upwards until they rested squarely over the front of them. He was more excited than he had ever been as he felt sure he could feel her nipples against his palms. It was too much. He couldn't control his urges as, holding one tit in each hand, he sank his fingers into the firm fleshy things. He couldn't help pausing as he held them firmly in his hands, soaking up the moment. The incredible sensation of squeezing these lovely firm tits was something he just had to make the most of. But quickly the woman became suspicious and brought her hands down from where they were resting on the roof of the car and removed herself from his grip.
"Excuse me,"
she exclaimed, clearly not happy at what he was doing.
"Perhaps we should go to the station after all."
"Oh no.
No need, that's it, I've finished, you're free to go,"
he quickly replied, somewhat panicked by her suggestion. With a huff and a puff, she put her jacket back on and, giving him one hell of a dirty look, got back into her car, started it up. She glanced over her shoulder to give him one more dirty look, and then with a shake of the head, she drove off. Old Ronald realized that was a close one, but he had got away with it. As he got back into his car, he knew he had something to do that required immediate attention, something that simply couldn't wait. With his head spinning with thoughts of what had just happened, he unzipped his trousers and released his desperate throbbing erection. Its head was dark purple and shone with the generous smearing of precum that covered it. It twitched and jerked as if it had a life of its own.
"Oh God!"
Ronald called out as he gripped it in his hand and started to rub the rigid pulsating thing up and down. It was all too much, and within seconds he felt the explosive release of hot thick spunk flooding from deep within his balls. Feeling it power up through his shaft, he let out a cry of relief as it erupted like a volcano, shooting thick sticky ropes into the air that landed in globs all over his trousers and shirt.
"Oh fuck, yes.
He groaned as he excitedly pounded away on himself. The high-flying bolts of spunk soon gave way to more of an overflowing deluge that flooded out, covering his hand. Never had a man needed a wank more. And as he slowed his pace and pumped the final drops from his relieved cock, he took a moment to survey the damage. There was filthy great splodges of the stinking white stuff everywhere, and he knew he was going to have to clean it all up before he could carry on his way. But he didn't care, it was so worth it. He had just had the most explosive orgasm of his life and was still reeling from its effects. After taking a while to compose himself, he cleaned himself up as best he could before starting the car and heading off. Now he knew he was onto something, and his mind was working overtime with plans and schemes of ways in which he could satisfy his insatiable sexual appetite. Having been deprived of female contact for so much of his life, and now with an idea of what he had been missing all these years, it was all the lonely old man could think of. That night, back in his dingy room, he lay naked on his lumpy stained old mattress, and with cock in hand couldn't get the day's events out of his mind. He masturbated furiously to once again release the weighty load in his balls before going to sleep, only to awake several times through the night with the one same thing on his mind. By the time he got up for work the next day, his flabby white belly was covered in spunk, some crusty and dry and some still warm and wet. He had never wanked himself off so many times in one night, and even still he was hungry for more. This feeling continued for over a week as he waited desperate for another chance to again play his little game. The chance came the following Friday when he was asked to take one of the cars to drop off at the service depot on his way home. Luckily it was the unmarked car again. There had been some parts ordered for it from the previous time, and the plan was to have it there ready to start the work on Monday morning. The old man had got a plan all worked out in his mind. It was all he had been thinking about. The plan was to deliberately hang back at work a while longer than usual, so when he took the car everyone at the service depot would have finished for the weekend, which meant he could take it home and drop it off any time over the weekend. All that mattered was that it was there for Monday morning. After the previous week's result, he was riding high on a wave of confidence, and as he drove the car away from the station he couldn't wipe the smile off his face. Earlier that week he had managed to pinch a breathalyzer from the storeroom without anyone noticing. This was all part of his well-thought-out plan. He had spent the previous evening fixing it so the only light that came on when it was used was the red one, indicating that whoever had blown in it was over the legal limit for drink driving regardless of whether they really were or not. He waited until later that night before setting off in the unmarked car. He had done his best with his fake uniform, although still it wouldn't stand up to real scrutiny, mainly because it was so scruffy and rather grubby, and of course because it was just a regular white shirt with black tie and trousers. But when coupled with the hat and the car, it was all in all fairly convincing. He headed off to a town about 30 miles from where he lived. The reason being that no one would recognize him, and also it was an area with a different police force, so the car wouldn't be recognized either. Being a Friday night, the town was full with young people out drinking and having a good time. He took a drive through and couldn't believe it. It was wall to wall with so many hot sexy girls, the sort that has always been way beyond his reach, the stuff of dreams, until now, hopefully. His plan was simple. He parked up in the main car park and waited to see who would be driving home tonight. After almost an hour of nothing, he was about to give up and take a drive around. But then he saw a young woman of probably about 25 or so walking across the car park, rummaging through her handbag for her keys. She wasn't the most drop-dead gorgeous he had ever seen, but she was very nice and rather full-figured. As he slouched down low in his seat so as not to be seen, he watched her to see which car she was heading for. Suddenly heard some laughing together with the clicking sound of heels on concrete coming from over to his left. He turned to look and saw a young couple with their arms around each other heading towards what must have been their car parked over in a darkened corner. "Oh, fuck me," Ronald muttered under his breath. The girl was absolutely stunning, with lovely thick long wavy blonde hair and a body that almost defied belief. In skin-tight blue jeans, she swung her hips with real purpose as she clung to her ridiculously handsome muscle-bound boyfriend. He could see she was wearing a white t-shirt, but with the guy hanging all over her he couldn't make out much else. As the loved-up pair passed in front of Ronald, the guy must have tickled her because she suddenly started to try and pull away from him in fits of hysterical laughter. Now he got a proper look at her and could hardly believe his eyes. Not only did she have the sweetest, most gorgeous face, but she also had the biggest, bounciest pair of knockers he had ever seen on such a fit young girl. As the guy tickled her again, she wriggled and squirmed, giving the old boy the most fantastic show. She was a real cock hardener, and as he watched her lovely huge tits bounce and sway with every twist and turn, he could feel his neglected old tool doing just that. All too soon the two of them were entwined once more, and all the pathetic old boy could do was look longingly at her mouth-watering ass as they walked away kissing and cuddling as they went. "Lucky bastard," Ronald muttered, referring to her meathead boyfriend. He couldn't take his eyes off her as he squeezed his swelling erection through his trousers. "But what I wouldn't give for a piece of that." He then noticed the first girl had gone, and the lovebirds too were also now at their car over in the far corner of the car park. Just as he was about to give up and go for a lap around the town, he noticed the girl had climbed into the car, but the guy was standing outside and remained there for about 5 minutes or so smoking a cigarette. Ronald wasn't sure what she could be doing, but the guy seemed to be chatting to her the whole time. She then reappeared, and he could just about see that it looked like she had got changed. Being dark and standing behind the car, Ronald couldn't be sure, but it looked like she was now wearing some sort of dark jacket. Then after a good couple of minutes passionate embrace, the guy walked away on his own and the girl got back into the car and started it up. Confused and excited at the same time, the dirty old man watched as the guy walked around the corner and out of sight, and the car headed for the exit. Shaking himself, he suddenly realized he would have to act quickly before he lost sight of her. He started the car, and within seconds of leaving the car park he was soon right behind her. He was amazed at what a flash new car she was driving, especially for such a young girl. As he followed her along, he was trembling with excitement. He didn't know if his plan would even work, but if ever there was a time when it had to be worth a try, then this was it. As they headed out of town, they passed a number of office buildings. They were well lit with plenty of parking spaces for the staff. Obviously, at this time of night, they were all closed, and the car parks were empty. Ronald could see this was an ideal place to pull her over. He switched on the blue lights, and with a quick sound of the siren, the car in front indicated and swung off the road into one of the office car parks. Ronald could see the perfect spot, and swinging his car round in front of her, he put his hand out of the window and gestured for her to follow. They pulled right up in front of one of the buildings in a spot that was concealed from the road by some tall shrubbery. Ronald got out from the car and walked towards the young woman with an air of confidence brought on by his recent success. He knew that if it didn't work, then he would just let her go on her way. If she became difficult, then he figured he could pretend he had just received an emergency call,
so he knew there was really nothing to worry about. As he approached, the car window came down, and the girl asked him what the problem was. Gazing down into the car, the old man was shocked to see that she had indeed changed her clothes. After a moment or two, he realized she was wearing the dark blue uniform of a well-known airline, and it then dawned on him that she was an air stewardess. For a moment, he didn't know what to say. It wasn't helped by the generous display of firm young thigh that the short skirt she wore treated him to.
Excuse me, is there a problem?
She again asked. This shook the old man out of his daze, and he looked into her eyes. They were the most beautiful ice blue, and her face was so pretty and young-looking that he again paused as if in a trance before asking to see her driving license. Digging it out of her bag and handing it over, old Ronald could see from inspecting it that she was only 18 years old.
Whose car is this?
The increasingly excited old pervert asked, trying to again sound as convincing as possible. The gorgeous young thing went on to explain that she had only just passed her driving test, and the car was her father's. She told him that she had just landed a job as a trainee air stewardess and was on her way to the airport now. He could see she was nervous, probably because at her young age she hadn't been stopped by the police before, so he went on to ask her if she had been drinking.
Oh, of course not, she answered. I'm on my way to work, why would I have been drinking? I've only had this job a few weeks and it's something I've always wanted to do, so why would I put it at risk by doing something so stupid?
Then you won't mind taking a quick breath test then, will you? He could see the worried look in her eyes as she tried to explain that she was already running a little late, and being a new trainee, she really couldn't afford to be. Unconcerned, he went back to his own car and got the dodgy breathalyzer while all the time trying to hide his excitement. Everything so far was going well, in fact far better than he had ever hoped for. When he came back to her car and ordered her to get out, he couldn't believe his eyes. She was just everything he ever dreamt of but could never have. Her dark blue uniform was so classy yet incredibly sexy. The skirt was short and tight, and her legs were sheathed in fine flesh-colored nylon. He wondered how she got away with wearing such a sexy skirt, especially with that incredible cheeky ass. At work, she must drive all the male passengers absolutely crazy. He could imagine them all getting off on ogling her as she would parade up and down the center aisle of an airplane in that mouth-watering skirt. As she stood before him waiting for him to hand her the breath tester, he now saw what can only be described as the most mind-blowing body he had ever seen on a girl. Her jacket was unbuttoned, and underneath she wore a crisp white blouse that fitted her so snugly that it could in no way conceal the phenomenal size of her incredible knockers. He had to remove his hat and hold it in front of himself so as to hide the huge tent in his trousers. With sweating hands, he hurriedly handed her the device and told her to take one huge deep breath before blowing into it. He watched as she placed the tube between her full pouting lips. God, that alone was enough to send the dirty old pervert over the edge. Then as she drew in a deep breath filling her lungs, poor old Ronald felt like he might pass out as he watched in amazement as her chest expanded. He didn't think her tits could get any bigger, but as they thrust outwards, the buttons of her blouse looked like they were about to give way from the immense strain she now put them under. He could feel his cock throbbing in his trousers as he marveled at those huge 18-year-old tits, wondering what they must feel like. He could see they were obviously very firm, and the thought that he could soon have them in his hands and she as yet had no idea was causing him to sweat even more. Still trying to act like a proper police officer, he took the device from her and held it in his hand for what felt like an age as he hoped and prayed that the red light would come on. It only took a few seconds in reality before there was a warning sound, and the red light did indeed come on. Ronald could barely contain his joy, while the poor sweet young girl realized what had happened and a look of sheer dread came over her face.
Oh dear, dear, dear,
he said, shaking his head as if disappointed in the result.
What time does your flight leave? I presume you are flying somewhere tonight?
Yes, just under 3 hours, B, but I need to be there in about two. This was the dirty old boy's big chance. He had to take it. He knew he would never find himself in such a position as this again. So, having rehearsed for this moment over and over, he went on to tell her how he would have to arrest her and take her back to the station, where she would almost certainly be spending the night in a cell. He watched the tears begin to well in her beautiful blue eyes and knew he had to carry on. He then casually dropped into the conversation that drink driving usually carried a 3-year driving ban. Not good news for an 18-year-old who had only just passed her driving test. If that wasn't enough, he told her that because she was drunk, then that would mean she wasn't insured, which in turn meant that her father's lovely shiny car would have to be towed into the pound. Now she was seriously distraught, and Ronald couldn't help chipping in that as part of a get-tough attitude to these crimes, the police were now sending out a message by having some cars crushed. As the words left his mouth, he thought how unbelievable that sounded and wondered if he hadn't now gone too far. But luckily, the look on her face said it all. Obviously inexperienced in dealing with the police, she believed every word of it. He took the breathalyzer back to his car and threw it in. As he turned back to the girl, he could see her standing up against the car with her head in her hands crying. He had to admit that for a moment he felt quite sorry for her, but that feeling didn't last as he realized he now had this impossibly gorgeous girl completely at his mercy.
Now, come on,
he said, pretending to care as he put his arms around her and hugged her for a minute or so. She was inconsolable and sobbed her heart out as she said how she couldn't believe how stupid she had been. She had only had one drink.
Well, that's all it takes, said the patronizing old pervert.
He listened as she went on to say how furious her father would be and how she had waited for so long to be able to drive. Through sobs and sniffles, she then asked if there was any way she could avoid being locked up for the night. She could lose her job if she didn't turn up for work. This was the moment Ronald had been waiting for as he decided to make his move. It was all or nothing. This was his big chance.
He could see the slightly puzzled look on her pretty young face when he asked her how long had she got.
Sorry? She asked.
You know. The creepy old pervert said as he slipped his hands around her waist inside her jacket. I reckon the airport is about an hour away, so you've probably got an hour to spare? Still she looked puzzled but did nothing as she was too scared. He went on to ask if, given the choice, would she trade all that heartache and suffering, not to mention the money it would cost, in exchange for just 1 hour right now. He could see the penny had dropped but still she asked him what he meant.
Oh come on you know. He said.
Just think, in 1 hour you could be on your way and it would be as if none of this had ever happened. As his words trailed off he moved his old face in close to hers and kissed her on the cheek while at the same time his hands slipped further around her. He was beginning to lose control and as he brought his face alongside hers he looked over her shoulder and down at the teasing way her ass stuck out behind her in that tight-fitting skirt. It was just too much, he had to feel it, and she had no choice, she would just have to let him. His cock was already as hard as hell and he could sense the lack of any real resistance. Now his true personality started to show itself, he knew he had got her, and there was no way he was going to lose out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
A gorgeous girl like you must be able to think of some way to save herself.
He sneered as each of his trembling sweaty old hands slid slowly downwards and took up position on top of her firm round butt cheeks. The smooth tightness of her skirt felt so good, and he couldn't believe how she was just letting him carry on, it was unreal. He could tell she was weakening, weighing it up in her mind, clearly she didn't want to let him do whatever it was he wanted to do with her. But more than that he hoped she wouldn't want to face the even worse consequences of her drink driving. She sniffed and wiped the tears from her eyes as she asked.
So in an hour from now you will forget everything and let me go?
He stepped back and looked at her in the eyes.
That's right, just 1 little hour and you can forget any of this ever happened.
He could see she realized she had no choice as, looking down at the floor, she quietly and reluctantly said.
Okay.
He couldn't believe his ears, it had worked. This incredible-looking 18-year-old big busted blonde was going to let him, an aged ugly old fart with absolutely no redeeming features have his way with her. It couldn't be true, had he heard her right? Did she understand what he meant? What he wanted? Unable to wait a moment longer the old man stepped up close to her and went to plant his lips onto hers. As he did she put her hand up to stop him.
I'm not having sex with you though.
She said.
I'm prepared to let you, well, you know, have your fun, but I draw the line at actually having sex.
He was too excited and desperate to sample the delights of this fresh young beauty so he agreed. He wanted so much to just get on with it that at that moment was prepared to agree to anything so he wouldn't have to wait another second to get his hands on that mouth-watering body. Again he went to kiss her, and this time she reluctantly let him. He was in heaven. Her full pouting lips felt so soft and sweet as they met with his. All his senses went into overdrive as he was immediately unable to resist forcing his tongue between them and deep into her mouth.
Mm.
He groaned as his slobbering tongue entwined with hers. His hands again went behind and gripped her gorgeous fit young ass. At the same time he ground his erection into her as he massaged and mauled her tight young cheeks.
Mm, fuck that skirt's tight.
He hissed as he continued grope at it while at the same time clawing the back of her skirt up until he could reach up under it. She was wearing pantyhose but he didn't care, in fact he loved the feel of the fine nylon stretched like a sensual second skin across her ass. He mauled and groped at her firm young cheeks with such desperation that the nylon ripped. Unable to control himself he grabbed and tore a hole in them that now exposed a good portion of her ass. She tried to object but it was useless, he had her pinned hard up against the car and there was nothing she could do.
Oh god yes yes.
He groaned and slobbered as his groping hands now found the silk and lace of her tightly fitting panties.
Oh fuck yes mmm oh fuck.
It was an incredible sensation for the old man to be freely feeling her fine underwear. Such intimate and private garments would normally be beyond the reach of an old pervert like him, yet here he was unhindered and free to help himself. There was nothing the lovely young girl could do, her fit well-developed 18-year-old body was sending the dirty old boy crazy with desire. His cock was as hard as hell and when he stepped back and focused his stare on her bust he stood in such a way that left no doubt in the girl's mind as to his state of excitement. Her eyes widened and a look of horror came across her face as she looked down and saw the size of the bulge sticking out in his trousers. Nervously she looked around to check that nobody was going to see them. She was just as concerned that they might be spotted by people driving by as she was about whatever he intended for her. So just as he licked his lips and brought his hands up towards her chest she quickly stepped to one side and suggested they should maybe get into the back of her car. Old Ronald didn't need telling twice and as she climbed into the back seat he quickly followed. It was a big and spacious car and there was more than enough room in the back. She sat there waiting to see what he was going to do, but she didn't have to wait long.
Oh god look at these.
He drooled as with wide staring eyes he glared again at her huge bust. Then, as if realizing the inevitable, the girl took the initiative and began to unbutton her tightly fitting blouse.
Okay, let's get it over with.
She sighed. Old Ronald was rooted to the spot. He couldn't move, speak, or anything as one by one the buttons gave way revealing a little more of the glorious wonders concealed within each time. Wider the opening of her blouse spread as it gradually gave way to the force of her huge outward thrusting knockers. Soon it was only held together at the bottom where it tucked into her skirt, and the sex-hungry old man was treated to a sight more incredible than any he had ever seen. Bursting forth from her open blouse was the biggest, firmest-looking pair of tits he had ever seen contained in a beautiful lilac-colored half-cup lace bra. Then, as she arched her back to remove her jacket a line of dribble actually poured from his bottom lip as he reached up with his grubby old hands and gently took hold of them.
Oh my God! He sighed. Oh my fucking God!
The girl just sat there perched forward on the edge of the seat. There was nothing she could do as his trembling hands began to slowly feel their way around them.
Fuck, they're huge. Oh fuck, they are fucking beautiful.
He whispered as if in a trance. He had never experienced such amazing wonders in his entire life as he began to squeeze and fondle them through the exquisite fine lace detail of her perfectly fitted bra. Making strange groaning noises, he spread his fingers wide and took a firm hold of each one. He was stunned at just how unbelievable firm they were. He knew they wouldn't be all soft and squishy because she was so young, but he had no idea they would feel as amazing as this. Salivating like a dog, he lowered his face into her swollen cleavage and kissing and licking it all over, savoring the youthful tightness of her smooth, fresh skin. It was clear that, although reluctant, she was prepared to allow him to enjoy the unimaginable pleasure of her body all he wanted. It was more than he could have ever dared dream of, as in his excitement his squeezing and groping of these gigantic knockers became rougher and more desperate.
Careful!
The pretty young blonde suddenly piped up.
I am attached to these, you know!
He just gave a dirty chuckle while at the same time licking his way from her cleavage up her neck and onto her mouth. He knew his throbbing cock couldn't go much longer without some attention, and so, as his vile tongue again slobbered in her mouth, somehow he managed to undo his trousers. With one hand still squeezing on her tits for all it was worth, he tugged his trousers and underpants down below his knees until they finally dropped down to his ankles. Rather arrogantly, he sat back in the seat with one arm along the back of it, and his knees apart, exposing his pulsating erection in all its disgusting naked glory. He was so desperate for relief that he knew he couldn't wait a moment longer. His eyes devoured her gorgeous curves and he muttered how lovely she was as he slipped his hand behind her head.
Ooh God, what a lovely sweet mouth, ooh those lips look so good.
He whispered as he applied pressure to the back of her head and started to push it down towards his lap.
No way! Cried the buxom young beauty. There's no way I'm doing that!
But all Ronald had to do was remind her what the alternative was. It seemed that was all it took, and the old man watched in stunned amazement as she drew her hair together in her hand and threw it over her shoulder out of the way. He waited with bated breath as he applied just a little pressure to the back of her head and lowered it towards his twitching, oozing cock. Suddenly he drew in more breath than he could manage, much like someone who jumps into cold water, as he felt her lips brush against the sensitive purple head of his excited member. His head fell backwards and his eyes rolled as he instantly realized that, despite wanting to make it last, events were taking over and he was losing all control. He could feel the unmistakable and unstoppable seepage of pre-cum as he applied a little more pressure and forced her lower.
Oh fuck, fuck, fuck.
He groaned at feeling her fingers slipped around the base of his shaft as she took his cock into her lovely soft moist mouth. Her tongue pressed against it as she took it further, and while at the same time her hand now gripped firmly and started to gently massage it up and down. Old Ronald looked down at the incredible sight before him and spontaneously began to writhe his hips, forcing himself upwards and closer to the back of her throat. She tried to raise her head up, but he was having none of it. He kept his hand holding her firmly in place. The sensation was just too good. He wanted to make it last, but he was so turned on that events took over and he knew he couldn't hold back the inevitable surge that was now stirring in his balls. All of a sudden he felt a tiny stream of spunk escape and knew this was it. Again the lovely blonde tried to raise her head as she gagged in protest, but it was too late. There was no holding back now. He had waited a lifetime for a moment like this. The feel of her tender mouth caressing his rampant tool was just too much, and with an almighty thrust he rammed it all the way to the back of her throat.
Oh fuck, fuck, fuck!
Cried the old man as he held her head firm with both hands. Within seconds he could feel the thunderous stampede of spunk powering up through his pulsating cock.
Arg!
He cried out as he began pumping up and down, fucking her sweet pretty face with his dirty stinking old cock for all he was worth. The sound of her coughing and spluttering did nothing to ease his relentless assault. Over and over he pounded her tight wet mouth, wallowing in the unbelievable sensation as he forced load after load of warm thick spunk down her throat. It was too much for her to manage, and soon the seemingly endless torrent spewed from the sides of her mouth and ran all down her chin. Still he emptied more into her as she opened her mouth, coughing it out. It was now running all back down his shaft and over her hand. The dirty smelly stuff was everywhere.
Oh God, oh my dear God!
The old man groaned as he slowed his pace, pumping the final remnants into her. Every time her tongue touched his swollen purple glands, his entire body would twitch and jerk. The feeling of satisfaction was so good that he remained for another minute or two just swirling his cock around in her mouth, making sure he had disposed of every last drop. Soon he came to a halt, and gasping for breath, he released his grip on her head and allowed her up. Instantly she turned open the door and leant out, spitting as much out onto the ground as she could. Meanwhile old Ronald just sat there feeling like he had never felt before. He looked down and saw the spectacular amount of spunk that covered his lap. It was everywhere.
God, I needed that.
He sighed. He then removed his trousers and underpants from around his ankles and used the pants to mop as much of it up as he could before throwing the sodden things out of the window. He turned his attention back to the girl, and just as she was about to start doing her blouse back up, he asked her what she was doing.
I thought. You said an hour?
He replied, looking at his watch.
We've only been 15 minutes.
The poor girl clearly didn't know what to say.
I haven't seen those yet.
He went on, pointing at her huge tits still inside their beautiful lace bra. He knew he had more in him. In fact, his cock was still semi-erect despite what he had just offloaded. She was just the sexiest thing he had ever seen, and his excitement was still proving hard to control. Before she could say or do anything, his hands were all over her again.
She tried to hold him back, clasping her knees together, as he tried to push his hand up her skirt. All he did was laugh as he forced his hand between her nylon-coated thighs and up towards her crotch.
"Oh, come on," he said. "I know you want it."
He shuffled along the seat closer to her, and he could feel the tear in her pantyhose had now extended between her legs. He smiled as he began to roughly probe her pussy through the silky gusset of her panties.
"Oh, come on, you cock-teasing bitch,"
he went on.
"Get those fucking tits out."
As he spoke, he grabbed one roughly through her bra and squeezed it mercilessly.
"Fucking lovely, so fucking big and firm,"
he groaned as he dropped his head to her swollen cleavage and sucked hard on the bulging flesh. After several seconds, he looked up and could see the look of defiance on her face begin to fade. As if she could tell what he was thinking, she slowly but reluctantly slipped a hand inside her bra and, peeling the cup down with her other hand, heaved one out. The old boy just sat there with his mouth wide open as she repeated the same process with the other.
"Oh, fucking hell,"
he exclaimed as he marveled at the spectacle before him.
"Fucking beautiful."
He wasted no time in taking them in his hands for a good feel. He had never seen a more mind-blowing pair, and was sure he never would again. He had dreamt his entire life of tits such as these, longing to be allowed just once to experience the thrill of taking such a pair in his hands. He let out a sigh as his sweaty, trembling palms roamed all over her smooth, tight skin. They had a firmness that he could hardly believe. He then spun himself around in the seat, and lay back with his head in her lap looking up. The view was spectacular, to say the least. He played and fondled with them as he licked and kissed them from underneath. She seemed to instinctively know what he wanted as she leaned forward, slightly squashing them downwards into his face. His muffled moans and groans let her know he wanted more, and so she adjusted herself in the seat so she was forward enough to feed him her nipples. His excitement grew and grew, as he slobbered all over them, sucking and chewing with a renewed urgency. More and more desperately he worked on them, his hands squashing and squeezing them together while he devoured as much of the magnificent flesh with his mouth as he could. He wasn't a pretty sight laid out along the seat with his shirt still on but naked from the waist down. In fact, he looked ridiculous with his skinny white legs and his shoes and socks still on. But he didn't care as he took her hand and guided it towards his now full-on erection. Old Ronald was loving it as he felt her fingertips again wrap around his cock and slowly begin to stroke it up and down while he freely feasted on her incredible jugs. Nothing in the world could compare to this feeling for the dirty old boy, and he spent the next 10 minutes, or so, just reveling in the sheer pleasure of it all. He felt like a king being spoiled beyond compare as her hand gradually worked faster and faster up and down his gristly old shaft. Becoming more excited, he span himself over and knelt on the edge of the seat right beside her, his cock swaying before him like a flagpole in the wind. Suddenly he grabbed at her pantyhose and tore them down her thighs. Quickly realizing where this was heading, the pretty blonde suddenly turned to try and get out of the car. This was a bad move because now the old pervert was presented with something else he had longed for, the sight of her incredible ass barely covered by her short skirt tightly stretched across it. She had managed to fling the door open and clamber out, only making it as far as the grass verge before he got hold of her again. Now under the street lights, he marveled at the sight of her on all fours before him. Old Ramob could see there was nobody around, and he knew they couldn't be seen from the road. This gave him the freedom he needed to make the most of the situation. As if she knew there was no point in trying to get away, the girl did nothing as he pushed her skirt up over her hips and around her waist. With her pantyhose now ripped from her ass, he was treated to the mouth-watering sight of her silk and lace panties clinging tightly to her perfectly formed cheeks. With her huge tits swaying freely beneath her, she looked like a glamour model posing for a top-shelf magazine. He couldn't resist the gift he was being offered, and without hesitation he grabbed each cheek and buried his face between them.
"Oh fuck, and yes, oh yes,"
he groaned as he licked and slobbered all over her lovely, fresh, silky gusset. With his nose pressing her panties into her asshole and his tongue pressing them into her pussy, he was sure he could feel her push herself back against him. Was she enjoying it? Was she getting turned on? He didn't waste time wondering and used his tongue to quickly search out her clit. With his salivating mouth soaking her panties, he worked his tongue hard against that area to the front of her slit. He knew he had found it when he again felt her push back, only this time she seemed to grind herself against him. It was too much. The old man needed the ultimate prize. He couldn't wait a moment longer. Yanking the crotch of her panties to one side, he was suddenly presented with the holy grail of his desires, the stuff of all his dreams and fantasies, the gorgeous glistening pink pussy of the sexiest girl he had ever seen.
"Oh my dear lord,"
he sighed. His emotions were all over the place, and tears welled in his eyes as he raised himself up behind her. Nothing was going to stop him now. This was everything he had ever wanted, yet thought he would never have.
"Oh no, please no,"
she begged.
"Please, not this, please."
But her faint protest fell on deaf ears. He couldn't stop now, not even if he wanted to. He would regret it for the rest of his life. He looked down and lined himself up behind her. His cock was harder than it had ever been. The veins that ran up and down its gristly length bulged and pulsated as precum dribbled from it. He needed this now more than he had ever needed anything in his life. His entire body twitched excitedly as he touched her moist pink slit with the swollen purple head of his throbbing cock.
"Yo-yo-yo,"
he groaned, and his eyes rolled back in his head as he pushed it forward and her lips parted around it. With his hands roaming over her ass and hips feeling their perfectly formed shape, he slowly drove himself forward deeper and deeper into her.
"Oh fuck, that's tight,"
he hissed.
"So fucking lovely and fucking tight."
He was surprised at how wet she was.
"Oh yes, oh god, you love it, you cock-hungry bitch,"
he groaned as he pushed himself as far into her as he could possibly go.
"Oh, you love that big hard cock, don't you?"
he went on as he drew it back. You fucking love it!
With that he thrust it hard into her again, only this time she let out a groan of what he was sure was pleasure. He ground himself deep inside her as he reached under to take the weight of her huge tits swaying beneath her.
Oh fuck yes.
He sighed.
Fuck they're heavy, oh lovely big fuckers.
As he spoke he squeezed them in his hands causing the ample flesh to bulge between his widely spread fingers. He was in complete heaven as he mauled at her tits while sucking on her neck and grinding his cock deep inside her. He carried on moaning and groaning as he started pumping his rigid tool in and out. Releasing her tits and raising himself back up he looked down at her gorgeous ass and the way her cheeks bounced every time he banged against her. He couldn't resist bringing his hand down and slapping the cheeky thing hard causing her to squeal. This only encouraged him more as he picked up his pace and slapped first her left cheek then her right as he pounded into her. Grabbing her long thick blonde hair he gathered it in his fist and pulled her head back as far as it would go.
Oh fuck yes.
He sighed as her back arched and her massive knockers thrust forward. He brought his face down alongside hers and, turning her head, tried to push his tongue in her mouth. All the while he's grunting and groaning as he slobbered all over the side of her pretty face. He knew he was going to soon come to an explosive end, there was no way he could maintain this for much longer without shooting his load. So without any warning he quickly pulled his cock out of her now wet pussy and flipped her over onto her back. He took a moment to admire her huge naked knockers before hooking his arms behind her knees and lifting them right up by her ears. Almost instantly he fell on top of her, and as if his cock had a mind of its own it found its way straight up into her waiting cunt. Straight away he started pounding her for all he was worth, his spotty white ass going up and down like a jackhammer in the glow of the street lights.
Oh fuck, play with your tits, play with your tits.
He desperately ordered her as he salivated all over them. Doing as she was told, the pretty young girl brought her sweet soft hands up and began to massage them together. This was too much for old Ronald.
Oh fuck me,
he cried as he watched wide-eyed at this gorgeous 18-year-old playing with her massive knockers like a cruel cock-teasing temptress. With her knees up by her ears he fucked her pussy harder and harder, as he slobbered all over her tits and face like the desperate old pervert he was. He could feel himself beginning to come and knew the inevitable wasn't far away, and so, with one deft move he rolled himself over onto his back taking the girl with him. With her now sat on top he grabbed her ass cheeks and powered himself in and out of her.
Oh god, play with them, don't stop, don't stop!
He begged as he stared at her massive swaying knockers. Again she did as she was told, and sitting as upright as she could, she squeezed and fondled the huge things in her hands sending him crazy.
Oh fuck me!
Ronald cried out as the girl released her tits and placed her hands on her head as she began to ride up and down on his burning erection. His eyes nearly popped out at the sight before him. With her back arched inwards and her massive jugs thrust out huge and proud in front of her, all old Ronald could do was stare in complete awe at how they bounced up and down as she rode him faster and faster.
Oh fuck, harder, harder!
He cried.
Make em bounce more, oh fuck, more!
He watched as she did as she was told. It was the most incredible sight, and he didn't want it to ever end. He had never experienced anything like this in his life. But of course the body can only take so much, and Ronald was now beyond any self-control. Without any choice in the matter he knew he was about to blow his load. He grabbed her and pulled her forward so her tits tumbled into his face as her palms slapped against the ground either side of his head.
Oh yes you bitch, you dirty fucking bitch!
He called out as he fucked her hard and fast while wallowing in the mass of tit flesh that smothered his face. Bringing his hands up and grabbing them from either side he squeezed them together sinking his fingers in as deeply as he could.
Yes.
He moaned as he sucked hard on her nipples devouring as much of her incredible tits as he could.
Yuck.
He cried as his balls flailed her ass and he felt the surge of spunk suddenly power its way up through his cock.
Oh fuck.
He cried out as he pumped her lovely juicy tight cunt as fast as he could.
Oh yes fuck yes.
With that he felt his filthy seed flood deep into the gorgeous 18-year-old. Over and over he thrust into her filling her with more and more of the sticky hot stuff. He couldn't believe what was happening. He was completely overcome as he pulled her face to his and kissed her hard, pushing his tongue deep into her mouth.
MMM.
He moaned as he ravaged her mouth with his. Still he gripped her lovely big knockers as he continued to spew load after load of spunk up inside her. Exhausted and gasping for breath he slowed his pace as he still emptied his old balls of their load. Grinding away into her he felt the final remnants oozing from his spent cock as he slowly came back down to earth. Still he kissed and slobbered all over the beautiful girl's soft pouting lips for a good few minutes before returning to lavish his attention once more on those incredible tits. As he emptied the final drops from his fast withering member he made the most of the moment by feeling every inch of her lovely body.
Oh you are so lovely!
He whispered staring into her beautiful eyes as his hands roamed all over her voluptuous curves one last time. She could see he was spent, and so, giving him a few moments to enjoy the feel of her one last time, she carefully raised herself off him. Her legs trembled as she struggled to her feet, but not before discarding her destroyed pantyhose. As she gathered herself together she straightened her clothing before going back to her car.
I'm off then.
She called over to the exhausted old boy just to make sure that that really was it. Unable to speak he just lay there on the grass, raised his hand, and waved her goodbye. As he closed his eyes he had a huge smile on his face, and all he could hear was her car start up, and then slowly drive away into the distance. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts, their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.